On the lower slopes of Bistoun Mountain, just beneath Farhad Tarash, stands a stone wall, nameless, unadorned, yet far from storyless. A quiet structure of stacked stones resting in the earth, known today simply as the supporting wall. This wall, removed from the grandeur of rock carvings and bas-reliefs, was built below the carved cliff of Farhad Tarash, not into the mountain's heart, but at its base. Stones were laid side by side without mortar, without ornamentation, yet with a purpose that seems precise and deliberately engineered. Its construction dates back to the Sasanian era, a time when the kings of this land carved their power not only into history through battles, but onto the very bodies of mountains. Farhad Tarash itself is a sign of a great and unfinished project, as if something magnificent and enduring was meant to take shape in the mountain's heart, but was left incomplete. And perhaps this wall was part of that same plan, a supporting structure for something that never came to be, or the foundation for a monument that exists now only as a memory. Some believe the wall's function was purely structural, to prevent landslides, to hold the mountain's weight, or to stabilize the slope. Today, this simple, undecorated wall stands in the shadow of the towering cliff, a silent support for an unfinished dream.